This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine. This morning we bring you another fabulous show. In the middle of Radiothon, it's filled with guests, explainers, complainers, opinions, and perhaps just a little bit of gossip. Stay in, tune in, stay alive. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine with David Macca McCarthy.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and available on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program. An eclectic mix of national and local news, current affairs and lifestyle stories, all framed within a queer perspective. I'm Macca. My co-host this morning is Tass. Paul is on panel. Fiona's on social media. Anne Hamilton is wandering around the studio outside. I just want to say this morning we have an unusual situation, not unique. All our guests this morning are female. Georgie Crozier, Kimberly Kitching, Justine Della Riva, Fiona Patton and Fiona Newton. Good morning, Tass, and welcome to the studio.
Good morning, Macca, and it is so good to be here. I can't tell you. It is so good to actually be out of my home. The journey into the city today took a whole of 12 minutes.
Wow.
A whole of 12 minutes. I can't believe it. It's just so good to be here.
And because, you know, you've been doing a lot of meetings at home on Zoom, and as we talked about, you know,
I'm almost completely Zoomed out.
You're completely Zoomed out, and we all discover things about places where people live when you look in the background of their Zoom.
Oh, you certainly do.
I watch the PBS NewsHour from America on YouTube. And what's happening is, you know, of course, all the reporters pretty much, other than at press conferences, they're working from home. And it seems to be the most common pet that those reporters have is cats.
Oh.
There's been many, many cats. But again, it's interesting seeing the background. So the name of the main presenter of the NewsHour, Judy someone, surname escapes me, but looking in her bookcase, so I'm actually up against the screen, Tass, seeing what books she's got in her bookcase, and I've made a few of them out and I've made a note of them.
Like?
One of them is about General Ulysses Grant, S. Grant. And, you know, the Civil War and some other matters. But
so
yeah,
what conclusion have you drawn from that, Macca?
That she has a sense of history and she reads widely. But there you go. So what was your highlight of the week, Tass?
Oh, geez, I don't know where to start, Macca. I have to say that I'm actually feeling very pleased that our suppression strategies are in fact working. There is no question about it, they are working. So all the hard work, all the physical distancing, all the staying at home, clearing out offices, clearing out public transport, clearing out restaurants, bars, all the things that we love doing as, you know, Victorians, as Australians, as Melburnians, is actually working. So it's actually really good to see that. Every now and then you hear about a cluster outbreak, like the one at Albert Park yesterday.
Yes.
It's a Ramsey Psychiatric Hospital in Albert Park. 14 people. That hospital is virtually shut down now, and it has to be. It's quarantined as a way of trying to manage it. So that's disappointing, but my highlight is to see that things are in fact working and are moving in the right direction. And I think if things continue to move the way they are, by mid-May we should actually start to see some, you know, some easing up of some of these restrictions and the capacity for us to get on with our lives.
Now, there's a message here, so I'll stop hitting the microphone.
From
317, he says, "Good morning, Tess. Hello, Macca. What's so weird about having strong and smart women on your show?" Well, there's nothing. As I said, it's not unusual or unique, but it is. It's not often the case that our entire guest list is female.
And Macca, that's up from the gorgeous 317. Good morning to you.
Yeah.
So lovely to see a message coming in from you.
Now, he says that he's enjoying Malcolm Turnbull's book. Well, 317, I've got it in my...
Now, Macca, how have you assumed that 317's...
Well, I don't, actually. I'm sorry, Bay. I'm sorry. Look, I don't know. I've had too many sweet cakes this morning. My highlight of the week was a box of books that I ordered arrived. 317 says, thank you, Tess.
Oh, so lovely to hear from 317, Macca. Look, it's just so good to be here. I can't tell you how good it feels.
I know.
This is actually my highlight, getting out of the house and being in a wonderful environment like our studio. Even though this is an unfamiliar sort of space, I've never really actually worked in this studio.
So we're actually in the...
it's a newsroom.
In the news studio. And if we outstretch both our arms...
We can't touch each other.
We can't touch each other, so we've got social distancing. Paul's in the other studio and we can see him through the hole in the wall.
Macca, I just have to tell you this. Do you know what I used to use this room for?
I dread to think.
Counselling. Counselling.
Oh, yes, because Tass was general manager of Joy for... How long, Tess?
Oh, 4 or 5 months, I don't recall.
I think it was
now.
5 months, 3 days, 6 hours, 12 seconds or something. And he was general manager for a period. So you used to use this for your guidance.
Is that what you called it?
Well...
The number of naughty volunteers and presenters who were misbehaving that were called into the middle room for a bit of counselling.
Dear.
In fact, I see the green wall still in here, Macca.
It is, yeah.
There was a lovely guy called James who made lots of movies, and he did a lot of the filming in this room.
He did.
I'd never heard about a green wall before. Now, of course, I know all about them.
Yeah.
And he asked for permission to actually paint the wall green, which he did, and it stayed, and it looks really good.
Yeah. Now, who are we speaking to today? First off, Tess... Georgie Crozier.
Yes, she's the opposition minister for health and ambulance
Shadow
minister. We've got Senator Kimberly Kitchen, who's a Victorian senator. Macca, we've got your opinion piece, which I'm really looking forward to today.
Not sure everyone else is.
Well, I am. We've got Justine De La River, who's the chief executive of the Victorian Pride Centre. Looking, I wish they'd stop calling her acting, of course, but looking forward to hearing...
Well, it's better than being the understudy.
We have Fiona Patton, who's the leader of the Reason Party and the member for the Northern Metropolitan Region, and she wants to talk about saving live music and plans for the future. And we're going to finish off with the wonderful Chicks Talking Footy,
yes.
Fiona Newton.
Yeah.
She's going to talk to us about what's happening in AFL and AFLW land, Macca.
Now, you know, every single one of these guests have joined us, I think, for a number of reasons. One, they want to, you know, they want to talk about what's going on in their life and in their work. But the reality is as well, independent media is what Joy is. And I encourage people, have a look at... There's a video on YouTube. Fiona, who's doing our social media, will put the link up on the SatMag Twitter and the Joy Twitter, if you haven't already seen it. But we're in the middle of Radiothon. And this Radiothon is so important to Joy staying on air and for the independence of Joy. And in that video, you'll see... There's about a dozen folk There's politicians, there's media folk, you know, there's...
Community leaders, Macca.
Community
Lots
leaders.
Lots of community leaders.
And they all talk about one theme, and that is about how they admire and support the independence of Joy. And the only way we can stay on air is with their support, but with the support of our listeners and our members and our volunteers. And if you can afford to donate, if you can afford to donate, now is the time. Whatever you can afford, anything over $2 is tax deductible. And remember, we will make better use of that money than any government of any colour ever will. Independent media is what we're about. You need to keep us on air.
Macca, a number of people have said to me, why is Joy doing this now? And, you know, my response is, there's never a good time.
No.
But this is actually the most important time for our survival.
It is, and we can see, as we have in previous weeks, the sheer number of messages that we're getting on air, and also, you know, podcast downloads in some weeks are a little bit lower than they were. I know from the number of people that are listening, because people are home now, so they're actually more likely to be listening. So if you are listening, please keep listening, stay inside, stay alive. But if you haven't donated to Joy, this is the time to do it. $2 or more is tax deductible. If you value independent media and you value the voice that our community has and the diverse content that Joy has, this is the time to support us. You can become a subscriber, you can become a member, you can donate. Please do, because every single dollar counts. Every single dollar counts. We actually got a message from a listener, and I was waiting closer to the end of the show for this, so please indulge me for a minute or so, Paul. I wanted to acknowledge the four members of Victoria Police who died tragically and horrifically during the week on the Eastern Freeway. They were doing their job, simply doing their job. We don't know the details of how this happened, but these were people, and they were police officers, and they died in the line of duty. And I wanted to say that I had reached out to a number of people I know in Victoria Police. I wanted to acknowledge those four members of Victoria Police that died so tragically, but also there was one of those four who was a member of our community, and his partner very courageously went public and talked about his love and respect for his partner, his male partner, on air, you know, on the news. That was really gutsy. What I wanted to do was, and we'll still do this probably next week, when we hear back what their favourite song was, and we'll pay that as a tribute. But I did want to acknowledge and pay tribute to those members of Victoria Police that lost their lives so tragically during the week. And, you know, it was only last week that we had Graham Ashton on the show, and he was talking, Tass, as you recall, about just how many Victoria Police members are also members of the LGBTIQ community. And this was really brought home to me when I saw the partner of that officer, one of the four who died the other night. So I want to acknowledge that. We will do some more about that next week.
Yes, I think that's very important, Macca.
And, you know, please, just for a moment, think of those people, those four officers that died in the line of duty, simply doing traffic duty. And horrendous accident, but think about them.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.